Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station. Glad that you've tuned in as we share the next 5 minutes and bring you some good-feeling stories.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. They all get lots of coverage in Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County. 4 million acres, well, almost 4 million acres for you to explore with lots of public land for upland bird hunting this fall. Maybe plan your river trip and camping trip next summer right here in Cherry County, Nebraska. You can find out 50 things to do and more at visitvalentine.org.
Okay, here are some occupations that never die. Old beekeepers never die. They just buzz off. Old bingo players never die. They just wait until their number comes up.
That's true.
That's right. Old blasting technicians never die. They just lose their spark.
Well, if you don't have a spark, then you're probably dead.
Yep. And old blondes never fade. They just die away, as in D-Y-E.
Oh.
And old bookkeepers never die. They just lose their figures. I thought that was cute. And one last one, occupations that never die. Old bootleggers never die. They just keep still.
Keep still.
That's okay. Right. And I got some people facts, or do you have something now?
Well, I had a couple things here that are some truths about life. There is no correlation between the price of a brand of batteries and how long they last.
Really?
Breaking new ground only takes a small amount more effort than you're used to giving. One of the best things you can do for your kids is take them on road trips. I'm not a parent, but I was a kid once. And the fewer possessions you have, the more they do for you. So those are just some few truths about life in there.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, if you've got something that you think would be great on The Good Stuff, we encourage you to send it to us. We love to share the things that you send in. It's kimhburge@gmail.com. Send them all in, and we'll read them all if we can.
Well, I thought maybe that we would spend a little bit of time with some of those words that you don't hear anymore. Don't sit too close to the TV. It's hard on your eyes. If you pull that stunt again, I'm going to wear you out. Hey, don't lose that button. I'll sew it back on after a while. Sit still. I'm trying to get your hair cut straight, and you keep moving, and it's all messed up. You don't hear that much anymore. Hush your mouth. I don't want to hear words like that. I'll wash your mouth out with soap. How long has it been since you've heard that one, maybe? It's time for your system to get cleaned out. I'm going to give you a dose of castor oil tonight. Gee. If you get a spanking in school and I find out about it, you'll get another one when you get home. These are some things that you really don't hear much anymore. Quit crossing your eyes. They'll get stuck that way. Soak your foot in this pan of kerosene so that bad cut won't get infected. When you take your driving test, don't forget to signal each turn. Left arm straight out the window for a left turn. Left arm bent up at the elbow for a right turn. Does anybody remember that? Is that even on a driver's test anymore? I don't know. And, of course, you go straight down to the side when you're going to stop, right? It's yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am to me, young man. And don't you forget it. Y'all come back now, you hear? Isn't that how they closed out the Beverly Hillbillies TV show all the time? Y'all come back now. Bring back any memories? Well, it sure did for me. I'll go ahead and finish things up today with this one. During her physical examination, a doctor asked a retired woman about her physical activity level. The woman said that she spent 3 days a week, every week, in the outdoors. Well, yesterday afternoon was typical. I took a 5-hour walk about 7 miles through some pretty rough terrain. I waded along the edge of a lake. I pushed my way through 2 miles of brambles. I got sand in my shoes and my eyes. I barely avoided stepping on a snake. I climbed several rocky hills. I went to the bathroom behind some big trees. I ran away from an irate mother bear and then ran away from an angry bull elk. The mental stress of it all left me shattered, so I drank a scotch and 3 glasses of wine. Amazed by this story, the doctor said, "You must be one heck of an outdoors woman." "No," the woman replied, "I'm just a really bad golfer." Golf season kind of winding down here in our area, but it'll be on for another month or so. And we hope you will send things to us here on The Good Stuff, as Kim said earlier, kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.